Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and the gayest person in this room. Today's guest is a writer, actor, and comedian who you know from the popular podcast Couples Therapy Pod and I Love a Lifetime Movie. She can also be seen on Netflix's Jokes comedy series, That's My Time with David Letterman, currently streaming on Netflix. Let's give a big, juicy welcome to Naomi Akeparagan. Hello, Naomi.
Hi, Solomon.
It's so good to see you.
This is magical right now.
I have to tell you, your skin is probably the best looking skin I've seen on Zoom. It is insanely impeccable. I'm very jealous.
Wow. That is an honor, especially because you know Cindy Washington and Marie Faustin. And I call you guys the holy trinity of skin. The three of you were together.
You're definitely a part of that group. You are part of the great skin group. Hands down. Unquestionably. I've seen all, like how the amount of specials I've seen you on. And I'm like, that is the most perfect skin. Ooh, it is a smooth, perfect glisten.
Oh, thank you. To be touched by an angel in this way. On a Monday, no less. My God, a blessing.
Oh, it's so happy. I'm just always so happy and excited to see you. So how's life in general? Just everything's just holding up well?
You know what? It's so funny. Things are fine, right? But I am like, I feel very yellow wallpaper. I'm going down. I feel real stir crazy. But like, nothing's wrong. You know what I mean? That thing where you're just like, I want to go do something. Like, I'm just like, oh, I wish I had a private jet. Take me to the Maldives. Like that kind of vibe.
I just went to Barcelona.
Oh my God. Wait, I did see pictures. Oh my God.
It's first of all.
It's gorgeous.
Great food.
Best wonderfully food in the fun, game.
Hot as hell. Everyone there. It was disrespectful.
I thought you meant the temperature, but yes, the people also attractive.
Both,
okay.
Both.
Well, because you know great. they don't really fuck with AC. So it's like.
So disrespectful how people in Europe have decided that AC should be like low on their list. Like, I know it's terrible for the environment, but I will watch the earth burn.
If I can have a cool beverage exactly. While it happens. Exactly.
It's like, you know what? Of all the things I will take away from myself, I'll get an electric car. I'll do everything needed. But mm-hmm. If you think I'm going to be hot for 1 second, throw that thought away.
Absolutely. I mean, my God, I'm constantly in a fight against trying to sweat out my hair. Okay. Whether is trying to exercise or just walk out in the sun. It's the roots against the world. That's how I feel.
It's truly like I learned that through wig wearing, that heat is a most disrespectful thing to that glue. And I am very, when the edges start separating.
Yes.
And the way you just have to firmly place it down and pat it over and over again. Ooh.
Solomon, I had to do something where they had me first. It was bald cap, fully bald and like painted. And then they put a wig on top of that. And you know, this was a process. Professionals were engaged, honey. They were focused. When I tell you, I sweated that wig, I sweated that tape, that glue off in like 30 minutes. I was like, I'm so sorry. Y'all put so much time into trying to make this work.
But you know what? A sweaty head is a sweaty head. And if they do it to you, then it's going to happen. Now, I know a few things about you, but I always love learning more. You grew up in New York, right?
Yes, I did, sir. Harlem, born and raised, honey. That's why I don't really drive in these streets. That's why I feel, you know, I fall asleep to the sound of just people fighting on a sidewalk. You know, like that's what I like. That's what feels safe. Yeah.
You were there before the full gentrification was kicked in, so.
Well, thank you. Well, it's just so funny because now, right, the things people say where I went to private school in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Harlem. So like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I went to Dalton. I grew up in Harlem. People go, ooh, fancy. And I'm like, honey, I'm from a pre-Red Rooster Harlem. Okay. The Harlem you know now is not the Harlem I was able to avail myself of growing up in these streets.
Well, it's Dalton.
I know. Darkest.
Private school.
I know.
And I'm assuming you're one of like what? One black people?
That I know. There. One of it was six of us. Six of us.
There's only six?
Yeah, there was six in my Ooh. There were six in my grade. And then, you know, they had this thing. Do you know about Prep for Prep? That
no.
program? There's like this program in New York, and it was preparation for preparatory schools. And so it's basically how they got brown people into these private schools.
Yeah.
So there was like a big influx in high school, like freshman year. So like more black people came. But then they were all friends with each other for prep for prep. And I didn't want to do prep because I didn't want to go to school on the weekends.
Like, respectfully, that's a good point.
I know, but I was like, should I have been better prepared? I was like, can I just go? I don't want to have to take classes for 8 hours on Saturday. But
that sounds like a really terrible way to spend your time, especially know, as a child.
Of course, they're like all hedge fund geniuses now. You know what I mean? Like they're all just like, rich and thriving black people.
Yeah, well, I only know your name, so.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I have not been asked to speak at graduation yet. That's what I'm waiting for. Oh, okay. I think you might understand this. Not appreciate, because I'm not proud of it. Now, you know, as you do your televised stand-up, as you're out here in the world, yeah. Have you been getting exes coming out of the woodwork? Because I have not, and I'm very disappointed.
Oh, I burn a lot of bridges, so there's no way anyone will ever get the concept that contacting me would be a good idea. Truly Fair. Would be, I would be surprised if they built that confidence up again after I tore them down to even think that they could talk to me.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that's good. You're right. And now that makes me wonder, okay, did it maybe end worse than I thought? If I'm not hearing any congratulations for you, I don't want anyone trying to get with me, but I do want to know because I feel like there's just such a difference in who I am, like the person yeah. I was when I was like single, pre-comedy, like all that versus at least how I present now. I would like that to be acknowledged by people from my past.
I understand that feeling. I also don't feel it. All the affirmation I need comes from inside.
Oh my God, that's the gift.
Oh mama, if you want to talk about confidence, it's a bottomless well here.
Well, I know you have it, but like, did you always, for real,
no.
for real? Right.
No. I was an awkward black kid. And yeah. I was very like, my arms grew before anything else. and I had that wispy teen stash that truly was, I hate to say this out loud into the world, but at one point in my life, I had a very thin chin strap.
Ooh. You know what? That makes you relatable. We stand a humble king who has a dark past.
Just me wearing my Hot Topic shirts and my chin strap. Oh, it was too much.
Oh my so, God, Hot Topic and a chin strap.
I've never got the... Private schools seem like a hotbed of gossip. Is that, yes, is it a Gossip Girl world?
It was. I mean, I in some ways Gossip Girl was a documentary, but I will say because I wasn't popular, right? Like I wasn't getting stuff in the mix. Like I might get it later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would hear bits and pieces. It was interesting. Like, cause school wasn't that big. So you kind of yeah. knew everybody more or less. But by the time I got like the real gossip, you know what I mean? There was like one school trip. It was the Spanish class trip to Mexico, and it was like me and all the popular kids, and I was like, God damn it, mom, why'd you make me go? You know, she's constantly trying to expose me to things and give yeah. me experiences. And I remember, like, you know, they would all stay up like drinking. I don't even know how they got the alcohol. And then I get to hear like, and then I would hear like whispers, you know, where it's like, well, she tried to go down on him, but then he couldn't have an orgasm, and she just kept going and kept going. And I remember thinking, my God, we're in high school. Is it supposed to be this hard? I didn't have any of that.
I would have stopped going. Don't. Here's the thing. If somebody doesn't come in 15 minutes, I'm done doing all my tricks.
I think I'm with you, but I certainly think it, like when you were younger, I think we all just assumed it was like an easy breezy thing. I mean, I still didn't do it for quite a while. And now I'm sex negative, so I can't be bothered. You say 15 minutes. I say 11.
Negative 11. I'm giving you should have came before I showed up.
Exactly. You should have come before I showed up.
I honestly respect that. That's but that's I love, that's kind of my favorite, is when I'm like not a part of the issue, just being outside of the issue. I like being drama adjacent.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
I never like being right in the center of it.
Same, same. But I am very, you know, I think especially now, as I've gotten older, I love being drama adjacent, but I will tell you to burn it down immediately.
Yes.
With no recourse for the consequences. Like, I'm really into that because, and it's less because I'm like, I want things to be bad for you, as much as when someone I care about comes to me with something, I'm no longer, you know, like when we were younger and it was like, you would just dissect a text and you would just try to figure out what that conversation meant. Now, if somebody don't do what you want, I'm like, drop them. Dead to me. Who wants to be bought? Like, I just literally am like, I believe you shouldn't have to put up with this. We shouldn't even have to have this conversation is my favorite response. We shouldn't have to have this conversation.
That's here's the thing, is that I don't believe in being passive aggressive. I feel like just say what you, I think the greatest stress relief I've had as I gotten older is telling the people I don't like that I don't like them.
Yeah. Wait, will you really let somebody know when they're
hands down
dead to you? Really?
Yeah, but they do have to be a terrible person.
Yeah.
They generally have to be a terrible person.
Okay, okay, okay. It's not just like, out here I don't like your face.
Uh-huh. You're too, nothing like superficial, but I'm like, I've heard enough rumors of how terrible you are and I've seen enough things to be like, you know what? We don't fuck with each other.
Okay, okay. It's interesting because I've been thinking more and more about how I don't think I let myself get close enough to people to tell them about themselves.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I did the benefit of people, a lot of people that I don't like, I'm not around enough to say I don't like you too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But once I get the opportunity.
Well, you have been known to throw a party just to bring these people together so that you then have the opportunity.
It's like, oh, since you're here, I don't like you and you should leave.
Oh, that's so
Have you ever got to tell anybody off like that?
Not really, because I used to be really afraid of confrontation. So, and I mean, I still don't like it, but it's like, I think, no, not really. Not really, but not because I like people, more so because I was like, is it really like worth going into it? And then part of me is like, you know what? We all grown now. So if you trash, you ain't changing for me. So then I'm just going to like let you live, but I'm going to, you know, keep you at a distance or like make sure, you know, it's like when you walk into a room, do I know where the evil is? Do I know where the exits are? Those are the things that clock.
I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. That is the stairs right there. So it's just a case of a fire.
Exactly. Exactly.
I respect that. Look, anyone who doesn't want to be confrontational, I respect. And I also, I'm happy to be confrontational for other people.
That's beautiful. That's good to know.
I think I've mentioned before somebody else, but if you ever need me to say I don't like you to someone,
yes.
I would do it so easy. I would be
I would love to be confrontational on someone else's behalf. Like I like hope to run into certain friends' exes so I can be like, oh, I remember you. You know what I mean? And just like give a withering stare and be like, you're trash, you know? Like, but anybody in my, I'm like, but yeah, but it's so good to know that I have that option and can reach out to you should I need that.
Just say, please feel free. My phone will always be ready. You think I wouldn't just like leave in the middle of my set while I'm on stage? Be like, sorry, Naomi needs me to tell somebody off.
Oh my God. I
Y'all
love
have
whatever.
Fun, but this is more important to me.
Like the opposite of a bat signal. Just whatever it is. Maybe call it the bat shit signal. It's like, I need you to go bat shit on somebody. And then you just come.
Oh, I have a dial up phone. I should probably set it up.
Absolutely. Wow, you do?
I should get a line. Like, that's the only reason I use my landline is specifically as a bat.
What's just your emergency? That's how I'm picking up.
Be there in a moment. So you grew up in Harlem, and so you're with your mom. Isn't she a lawyer? Is that?
Yes, yes, yes. My mother is a lawyer. She works, she's worked for the city her whole career. So she was when I was little, and now back to, you know, abuse, neglect, custody, honey, the worst of the worst. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I always say, like, I never had a leg to stand on growing up. Like, I couldn't get away with being a bratty kid, and then you know Dalton had me twisted. And I'd be like... My mother would be like, go to bed, you know, and I'd be like, you're so unfair. And she's like, unfair? Did I try to sell you for crack today? Because that did happen to one of my clients. You know what I mean? And like, you're like, okay. She's like, okay, she really kept me checked. I was a check.
I think that's what was also the kind of raising I had was like, it could be much worse.
It could be much
Oh, you mad about this? I hear several things that could be much, much worse.
Did you come, though, to... How old were you when you got to the U.S.?
I was 4 when we came to America. So, I'm very,
America, right.
But integrated.
Right, but your parents would very quickly be like, you know where you could be right now.
Oh, inside my house was Ethiopia. we were in America, but the second you stepped inside my parents' home, you are right back in Africa.
Oh, a blessing. A true blessing. Really keep you in check. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My mom has Ethiopian tourism posters. I'm like, how do you even get those? First of all, that's where we're from. Why are you trying to pitch me on the tourism?
I know, exactly. She wants anyone who comes in to be like, I should go to Ethiopia. She's trying to get people out there. She wants the cable guy to come in.
She's non-Ethiopians into her home? not even a breath is allowed if you're not Ethiopian to come to my house.
Were there a bunch of Ethiopians though?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
too many, as a matter of fact.
So there was a nice little community already.
Oh, yeah. My mom needs at least 10 other Ethiopian women to talk shit with. And if you walked into the room, that's where the conversation would shift to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what we got a lot of.
Yes. Okay, but also, did they talk about you like you weren't there? Like my mom and I, it would be like, she needs to dress better, don't she? Like she would just say that, and it's like, I'm very much getting juice right now. Like I'm walking through the space.
Yes.
And it'll be like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the most recent terrible thing you did in my mom's memory, that's what she'll bring up in the moment that you pass. It's like a roast where you just walk into the room and you become the topic of conversation.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's funny because it's like still that I don't really, because my parents divorced when I was really little. My mom's from Detroit. So Detroit is where I spent all my holidays and stuff. I'm an only child, but I have cousins, and that's how I would hang out with all of them. And so there's a cousin who's my age. We're 6 months apart. And so now we're close, especially as adults.
Yeah.
But I still can't tell her much because I know it will go through the entire family grapevine. So I can't tell her or tell her actively knowing I want it to get through the grapevine, right? Like I can't just naturally just chit chat unless I'm prepared for that information to go somewhere.
So she's a snitch is what I'm finding out right now.
Yes, but then it's like, that's almost just how we communicate. We communicate in other people's information. It's like, hey, how you doing? Did you hear so-and-so blankety blank? And that's just how the conversation is. It's not even trying to quote unquote betray you because it's almost, I feel like I grew up with this, again, it was unsaid, but this idea that if it's family, it's everybody's business.
Yeah, that's true.
It's collective information and it's a collective experience.
Yeah. It's very much the case. Like if anything happened in my circle, it was fully exposed. If anybody failed anything, if anybody got divorced, if anybody cheated, if anyone left their wife, it's, but also there was no, my family has its own secrets. I didn't find out till I was older, but if it's anybody else in the outside of us, I would know everything. Which was insane.
Yes.
I was 30. My mom and parents were like, we were never married. I'm like, wow, how come I didn't know that? But I knew my uncle cheated on my aunt when I was 5 years old.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Why didn't they tell you?
Oh, I think they just didn't want to bring it. I think my parents lied by omission.
Uh-huh.
That's how we learn things. It's like, don't bring this up. Therefore, it's not a piece of information. Like I was 10, then when I found out I had an older brother.
Yeah.
It was all very much that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, it's funny because my aunt, it's so interesting. Cause I'm like, there are things I want to say, but I want to say them in a way that I don't think get in trouble because it would be just my luck that this would be the one podcast that they listen to. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because it's also depending on how they want to make that little slug line when they promote it. You know what I mean? Cause I'm like, Conan, don't you be out here trying to get me killed. Team Coco, don't get me murdered. Because my family will hide the body. No one will ever know. Okay. But my aunt, it's funny, because my aunt is the kind of person who, she makes friends wherever she goes. She's very auntie to the block, to the community.
Yeah.
And she will just tell business. And I'm going to tell you, a couple years ago, her butt got into 23andMe, and she met some people. She met some people who were family, I'm going to put in quotes. She went out here, my mother comes, she goes, do you know Auntie Darlene talking to some stranger in Ohio, telling them all our business, telling them where I work and what I do? Because she's like, they're family. It's like, this is a stranger. And she will put stuff out there. She will just, and she's that kind of loosey goosey. And she doesn't, and for her, again, she doesn't think, she's just like, oh, well, it turns out you're my cousin. So let me tell you this, that, and the other. And it's like, Auntie Darlene, hush. She's about to give out routing numbers. I can't have her knowing too much. Because she's telling people on 23andMe.
You know what? That's, yeah, that's a very, like, that's not 100% correct. So don't be out there doing that.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know, I refuse to do 23andMe because people just be finding out they're not related to people. They don't have the connections they thought they had. I can't take that. I can't take that.
I don't trust the family I know. I'm not going to trust the internet family. Like, that's not going to, no.
Thank
but also,
you.
My bloodline has been in the same place for forever. So,
yeah.
I wish I didn't know everybody. I wish there was less. I wish that family tree had some more separation in it.
Well, my thing is, you know, it's interesting because my dad has 14 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
He's on that younger side, okay? We're talking Nigerian life, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Ekperigan is not common. If you're an Ekperigan, we're related, okay? And these biracial Ekperigan British teens are coming out now. They're friending me on Facebook. It'll be like 18. Okay. I'm like, okay, you got a white mama. You know what I mean? I can see like what's happening here, but I'm like, this is the most random person where it's like, 18, London, hey, cuz. And I'm like, I'm too old to be fun. You know, like there was a time when maybe you could have reached out to me and I would have been like, sure. Especially, you know, because I live in New York. So people love, oh. When I did, it would be like, can I come visit you or rather stay with you? And it's like, no.
See, we ruin enough family events that no one tries to reach out to the Giorgio side of things.
How can you guys ruin it? You and everyone is so attractive. I see these pictures you post with all these boys.
Oh, my whole family looks like this. It's like, it's pretty people screaming at each other is what it is.
My favorite TV show.
But we've all, like, I think we've all took turns ruining a wedding. So I think the extended family was like, not us again.
Oh my God, my favorite one of your bits is when you talk about your mother ruining the wedding and how she like turned her back. She turned her back and just like the drama with which she arrived on scene is like one of my favorite stories in the history of stand-up.
I will probably have
life.
To mention it on this podcast eventually. But yes, there my mother did get kicked at my brother's wedding. And it is a juicy dollop of gossip that I will eventually.
Oh yeah, you
have
just say that.
Into.
That's a special episode. That's maybe episode 100. Something where they really have to earn it. They gotta earn it, you guys.
Look forward to it. Like, that's be prepared for that one day, listeners. I will be giving you the most insane story about my mother getting kicked out of a wedding. All right, we're gonna move on to the mailbag now.
It is mailbag time.
So essentially, like, I have two pieces of wonderful gossip here, and you're going to grade them either dry, moist, or fully juiced.
Okay.
Fully juiced being the most salacious, dry uh-huh. being boring, and moist just being somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
All right. So you ready for that? Sound
yes,
good?
I'm very ready.
Okay. So here's the first piece of gossip I got for you. Ooh. My friend runs a summer internship program for a prestigious, nationally recognized museum in Washington, D.C., A few days after she sent out letters of rejection to the candidates who hadn't been selected, she discovered that one of the rejected candidates had told his hometown paper that he did get the position, and they published an entire article about it. Not only did this kid give a completely made-up interview, the article also quoted his current boss and the mayor.
Wow.
I love it.
That's moist. Definitely that is, moist. Because that's, it I is, mean, because it's so unhinged.
It's unhinged, but also I love it. I love somebody, like, it's anyone trying to get any kind of valor for something they didn't
stolen,
get.
Stolen valor stolen you love? Valor,
it's insane to me because it's so easy to check a lie.
Well, that's exactly. I'm like, in the age of the internet, you can't do that anymore.
Honestly, but also I love it when people try. I love it when people try their hardest to push through a lie and then the rest of the world goes, wait a minute.
Oh, I wonder if there are any repercussions. Whoever wrote this in, please let me know if there are any repercussions to this.
Please.
Because then you would have to think also too, what's an article that's mm-hmm. did not check with the current employer? You see what I'm saying?
But like you check with the employer and the mayor, but you don't check in with the job institution.
He said, he got, exactly. Exactly.
Of all the of all the background checks you should have done.
Exactly.
Like this journalist really didn't.
Oh.
That there's one part of your job that you should definitely do is confirm.
We need
status.
Integrity. Integrity in journalism, starting with the local paper.
Yeah, you know who you should get a quote from? The museum. Before the mayor. I will, that is definitely a moist. It's very, it's just delectable. I love it. I love people getting caught up in a lie. and here's this. Oh, this one is also, Many years ago, was in his medical residency in another city. One of his colleagues at the time was supposed to be on call and nobody could reach him. Mm. It turned out that he was sitting in jail. While his wife took their large number of young children out for the day on an outing to the zoo, he apparently had hired a prostitute from Craigslist and met her at a seedy hotel. Mm. Turned out to be a sting. And when the cops burst in the door, he actually pulled a gun on them. He's lucky to still be alive. They were Mormon, so divorce wasn't really on the table. He instead had to sit down and apologize to her father for what he had done. They are still together and even went on to have more kids.
Oh my God. The juice is loose on this one. The juice is loose. Every piece of information that is provided is crazier than the last piece of information. First,
whoever
I want to just say,
whoever
sent this in, also like, you're a brilliant writer. Okay, you know how to structure. You know how to hook us in and then provide us with more details. What? Wait a minute. Solomon.
Yes.
This Mormon doctor.
Yes.
Said, why the kids at the zoo, why don't I put myself in a cage with a lovely worker? But let me bring my gun in case it pops off.
Look, I get that part. This is all, first of all, Craigslist shouldn't be where you go for prostitutes. There's lots of lots of websites you had access to at the time. But this is, actually, no, wait. She said many years ago, so probably wasn't available at the time.
Ooh, yeah, Craigslist. But also remember, Mormon, like, he doesn't have the savvy yet to be, like, on an app. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's probably just, like, looking for prostitute. He probably just typed prostitute into the internet and was saying...
Prostitute near me.
This is probably many years ago. He's, like, probably, like, typed into Ask Jeeves.
What? Okay, and so it's a sting... But then I need to know, did he go to jail for
he was in jail while when they were trying to reach him.
He was on call, but like, do we know if he like ended up doing time?
They didn't specify.
Wow.
But I feel like with that kind of a bust, I've never pulled a gun on the cops.
Exactly. That's the gun part is what, right? Like, it's not just a sting because if he's like a fancy doctor, right? And he's Caucasian, which I assume he is because he's Mormon.
He is. 100%.
He's getting out of this, right? But once you pull the gun, the game changes.
Yeah, but he's still alive. Sometimes it does change the game, but most often it does not. I think this is a handy lesson
in
white privilege of him getting to pull a gun on the cops and only getting to spend jail time for it.
Wow. And apologize to her father. It's funny because I am watching that the newest Mormon documentary. I'll tell you this, as someone who's obsessed with cults, I've seen all things Mormon. So this new doc isn't really giving me any new juice, I will say. But I do like to every now and then. This is the simplest way to look at a cult, but there's nothing I hate more when the cult leader is very busted. Because my thing is like, if you are going to, look, Lord knows your girl gets bereft.
Yeah.
I wonder, how will I make it? Sometimes I think about joining a cult for the structure. I'm not above this. However, if you're going to like come to me and be like, I got the answer, I got the truth and the light, you better look put together.
Fine as hell.
Thank you.
You have to be fine. The way I'm watching nothing but ugly men
lead
all these idiots around.
I don't get it.
Like, Donald Trump looked like he's been sucking on an egg for 30 years of his life. And if he was attractive, I'd be like, I get it a little bit.
Yes.
Nothing, like,
Nothing. Like, and then the way they talk, not even like charming. Like, I just feel like if you were going to come at me and be like, follow me into this dungeon, have sex with me for the rest of my life, you better be like just dynamic.
Yes.
And they aren't. And I just like don't get like, because to me, if you're not dynamic, if you're not charming, if you're not attractive, the moment shit gets difficult, I'm out. Because there's nothing about you that I'm like, I want what he has. It's like, no.
I'm not going to have sex with him, especially the sex ones. Those are the ones where I'm like,
exactly.
You fucking that guy?
Exactly.
All of you are fucking that guy?
All of you. All of you.
It's like, you have to be a goddess. God. Everything possible. Like,
I know.
But I still, I see it a little bit. People still have, like, when they, like, people, like, talk about, like, Ted Bundy, and I'm like, mm-hmm. and how attractive, like, a serial killer. And I'm like, first of all, he's not even attractive for the 70s.
Exactly. That is, like, accurate.
What are you all talking about? This is the most average looking fool. And he has crazy eyes. They always have beady eyes.
Crazy.
Charles Manson, beady eyes.
Yep.
Donald Trump, beady eyes. All these fucking, you know what?
Yep.
I'm going to stop. What I'm saying is that if you guys are going to be in a cult, listen to me and listen to me clearly. Make sure your cult leader is hot as fuck so I can find a reason not to be mad about it.
Follow Solomon or no one, okay? I would follow you, Solomon, if you were like, I'm starting
to
call.
You too. If you,
it's
you,
about to pop off. I'm like, okay, let's see. Let's see. Look, take everything in my savings account and let's just see.
Look, if you say we're having a kiki anytime, just give me all your money, Solomon. I would do that for you, Naomi. I would easily do that for you.
I mean, oh God, this Mormon doctor. Because I'm sorry, I took us on this tangent because I'm like, he had to apologize to her father, which is the best. Friggin' Mormon, right? Because she's property anyway. So then he has to be like, well, I'm sorry, I was so terrible to your calf or whatever the fuck. God, that's awful.
That's so weird.
Ooh, that's just, ooh, that was good. Yeah,
this is
that's
fully juiced. Good. Hands down, like there's nothing left in the orange now. It is squeezed to this full. Thank you so much for that piece of gossip.
My God.
Well, that's the mailbag. Thanks for sending in your mail. Reading your submissions is truly the best part of my week. All right, Naomi, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with the juice line.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with the forever beautiful Naomi Akparagon. All right, Naomi, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line, and I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Emily. Let's patch her in.
Please hold. Thank you.
Welcome, Emily.
Wait, this is like a live call? Oh my God, I wasn't ready. I thought it was a message. I thought it was a message.
Oh no, they're giving us the details to our face.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Thank you for being
excited.
On here. So we clearly know that you have some gossip to give us, and obviously we want to hear nothing but all of it.
Of course. Yeah. This is the story of how both of my college roommates lost all their life savings within 2 days of each other.
What a setup, Emily.
Another excellent writer. This is what I'm talking about. Presentation, Eddie.
Of course. Just had to set it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So story starts when it was sophomore year of college. It all started when I watched a documentary. I can't remember what the name of the documentary was, but it was basically about sugar daddies and sugar babies.
Oh, uh-huh. I'm familiar.
Yeah, you know, watched it at prime time. I was a sophomore in college. Poor.
You were ready. You said, if this art degree doesn't pay.
Yes, exactly. Backup plan. Yes, but I was inspired. Another piece of the story is I had some medical things going on. I actually had a parasite, and so I couldn't work for a couple months.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I won't drop the name of the restaurant where I got it from, but I know what it is.
Well, you might have to send it to, where do you live? What state was it in?
This was in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, I won't be there. It's fine.
Yeah, that's no one goes there. But.
Drag St. Louis. Fuck her.
Yeah, so long story short, I had a parasite. I couldn't work. I had to quit my job. Had no money, obviously. So I'm like, oh, what do I do? Okay, remember this documentary that I watched. Of course, Sugar Daddy, Sugar Babies. They dropped the name of the website that is the classic one that you meet on there. So I started a profile, you know, had some luck. It was all virtual, even pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. This was all virtual. And yeah, went really well. Made some easy money pretty quickly. Perfect. I kind of, you know, developed my scamming skills, but I
congratulations.
Yeah, that's huge.
So obviously I was living in the house with two other people. And so I did share my experience. I told them, oh, wow, you know, like I made this amount of money in just 2 weeks from talking to these people. It's so easy. And
wait, just from chatting?
Just from
chatting. I should do this. Just for a conversation, I could do that.
I can talk.
It was the strangest, easiest thing. And it didn't last that long. But yeah, it was very, very simple, very easy.
Okay.
And so I shared it with them. They got on the same website very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I did brief them before they got on the website. I'm like, okay, like this is how you have to do. Don't meet anyone in person. Don't give anyone your address. Don't give anyone your real name. Yeah. Only use Cash App and Venmo. That's the only way that you can do it.
Yeah.
Emily is a hustler. I appreciate you even more and more.
Yes. Yes, you know, I got some street smart. So I just told them, okay, like, this is what we're doing. Well, I guess that fell on deaf ears because it was about a couple days after both of them started at the same time. It was a couple days after one of them started. And we're in the kitchen. I'm making toast. And she asked me, she said, is it okay if I gave someone my bank account and routing number?
Oh my God. No.
Hannah, that is not okay. No.
That is not okay.
That is obviously, we cannot be doing that. And she just kind of nodded. She's like, okay, okay, all right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 2 hours later, I'm in class. She calls me. She'd already given it before she even asked me if that was okay.
She asked you.
Of course. Of course. We know.
I guess it was only to the bank, the checking or the savings account. I don't know which one. And both had some money in there. But whichever one had the larger amount of money is the one that she gave.
Of course.
I think he was checking. The bank account routing number to drained completely within maybe 10 minutes after she'd sent the information. Absolutely drained. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, so she lost all of her money, pretty much all her money. Couldn't make rent that month. Had to tell her parents about the whole situation because she couldn't pay rent or utilities or buy food because all her money was gone. God. And
yeah, that's not how sugar babying works.
No,
it's the situation. It's like if you had savings, then you maybe should have changed the whole dynamic of this. But also, I have a question though. How old was she at the time?
Also, sophomore in college. So we were 19 to 20.
So okay, under
19, 20.
Yeah. Right. Because I'm like, how on earth do you not know to not give your routing?
That's a young person mistake. It's a young and an old person mistake. That's how it goes.
Okay, but Emily, was she white as well?
She was.
Exactly. That's another part. Because like you don't realize the world is dangerous yet.
White and sheltered, yes.
Yeah, you like didn't know yet. You're like, people are bad.
Yeah, yeah. The podcast is an audio medium, but I am also white, just for the listeners. Yes, so, yes. And the third one was also white. So we all... No
just
one
three
has.
White women trying their best. This is like a janky designing women.
Yes. So basically, again, followed up with her story, lost all her money, never got it back. She told the bank, you know, tried to explain what happened. The bank had no mercy on her. And never recovered her money. So very sad story for her. But
pretty sure that's in the contract. If you give out your info, we're not going to give you your money.
I know. It happened so fast. All her money was gone. But also, don't share your bank account and routing number. We all have to learn somehow.
I love you, Emily. No pity for the weak.
Wait, then the second roommate too?
The second roommate lost her money in a different way. So,
oh, Jesus.
Again, I think I was in the kitchen and I was making food when this went down for her.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, she was in the kitchen with me and she was trying to figure out how the printer worked because I think it was our other roommate's printer. Oh. So, I couldn't figure out how the printer worked. And I was like, oh, like, what are you trying to print? Like, you're printing a picture that doesn't really work on this cheap printer that we have, like from like I think we bought it at Walgreens, like on sale, like it's not gonna work. And so lo and behold, she was trying to print a picture that someone had taken of a check for I think maybe $5,000, a pretty good size check, but it was just a picture of it, and it was a picture of the front and back, and it was addressed to her, you know, full first and last name.
Sure.
And it, I guess it looks legitimate, but again, it was a picture of it. So it wasn't something that you could do a mobile deposit with because.
Right. It's just, right.
And it was like a far away picture too. So like it wasn't close up.
So anyway, like a bird's eye view.
Yeah. Like, at least like 2 feet above the check. You had to zoom in. Like she zoomed in, screenshotted it, and then tried to take a picture.
I love the idea of somebody on the other side of the room taking a picture of a check.
Yeah, this one, I don't even know. This was, I don't even know how this one worked out. But yeah, so she prints off the front and back picture of this check on her cheap ass printer and tries to do mobile deposit with that.
Oh, no.
And the strangest thing is that for a couple days, the money was in her account. So she was, it had like totally hit her account somehow. But yeah, she's like, oh, I'm like $5,000 richer. This is great. And then she got a call from her bank that she was being investigated for fraud. Mm-hmm. And account was put on hold for 30 days. She was under investigation for bank fraud.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if that had to do with the other person who was sending the check or the means by which she mobile deposited it.
The means by which she mobile deposited. Yeah. She basically uploaded a drawing of a check. And the bank was like, upon further inspection, we realized this was Mabel Barker's.
Yeah, so I guess the bank made a mistake. They were like, oh, yeah, this is cool. No, it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, because I feel like the system automatically does it, and then they obviously clearly investigate into it. And I think that's probably what happened. And that is just, oh, my God.
Must have been. Oh. But, yeah, so she, her account was put on hold for 30 days. Same thing, couldn't make rent, couldn't buy food, couldn't pay bills, had to also reach out to her own parents and tell them what happened, which, oh my God. And I don't know if either of them told the total honest story, but I don't know.
Wow. I just feel like this is, you know, it's almost poetic because this story starts with you having a parasite, and by the end, you're living with two. Because they need you. They need you to eat. They need you to keep the internet going.
That is the perfect way to put it. Yes.
Exactly. This is, oh my gosh. This is, oh wow. I loved everything you just told me, this information. But also, I love that you knew all this stuff ahead of time and was able to protect yourself and get to enjoy two other people not learn lessons immediately.
And that's why I get to come on here and laugh about it because some of us end up on top.
Look, survival of the strong is fittest. What is it? I don't know how
fittest.
It works.
Smartest. Here smartest. We are. All my money's in my account.
Well, I want to congratulate you for being the winner in this roommate's situation. And I hope you get to gloat over them for the rest of your life.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Just brought it up 2 days ago.
Oh, God bless.
Oh, God bless. So thank you so much for the story. I really appreciate it.
Of course. So good. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
So good. Emily, that was a gem.
I got one of those. I was almost tricked by a money order trick.
Because
I did the Craigslist looking for a roommate, and then I got hit up with like, I'll give you, I live in another country, and I'll give you the $10,000 to pay a bunch of money ahead of time, but you have to cash the check and send the money back to me. And like they actually sent me money orders that looked pretty legitimate.
Yeah.
And I almost did it, but thankfully I was the wiser.
Thank God.
I did not.
I mean, I was nervous when I got the apartment I'm in now. We had to do a wire transfer of like first and security. And yeah. even that, I was like, who is this person? This is not the name of the person I've been conversating with. Like, I was literally like calling the management company because I guess obviously they're managing the building for someone else. So yeah. the person, I was wiring to that person, but I was like, can I have some information on this person to verify their identity?
I don't think I'll ever trust the concept of wiring money. No. It just sounds like a money laundering scheme, even though it's through my bank to another bank. They have to yeah. like they have to confirm it. I'm like, why am I wiring things to you?
Exactly.
Why can't
exactly.
you take a check? Why don't you have a Venmo? Why don't you have a Cash App? Why do
Thank
I have to
you.
Do a wire?
Or slash, why can't you wait 2 to 3 business days? Like, we should live in a world where I should send you money. Why don't you wait for it to hit? Why you need it in 10 minutes? What you need it in 10 minutes for?
You're an establishment, a corporation, a
Thank
company,
you.
An entity.
You're an entity, a business entity.
Well, that is all the juice we have for today. And I'm just, I'm always not going to be that excited to say goodbye to you.
I know. Well, because you know I morally am opposed to podcasts, even though I do too. And so I only come on the ones when I want to talk to the person.
And then honestly, that's how I feel as well. That's where I'm like, oh, the way I'm just a dried up canal of a person when they're like, do you want to do my podcast? And I barely know them. I'm like, oh, buddy, we're going to be dragging through this one.
Exactly. I was like, I have a heart out in 28 minutes. Can we get it done? I want to talk to you.
But I could talk to you forever, but unfortunately I can't. But thank you for being on here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. That was some great juice.
It was my absolute pleasure to have Naomi Aikperigin join me on today's show. Be sure and check out her podcast, Couple Therapy Pod, and I Love a Lifetime Movie, as well as her stand-up on the Netflix of Jokes, That's My Time, with Dave Letterman. As always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Please remember to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Give us all the stars if you feel so inclined. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.